going on, everybody? My name is Brandon, and I'm definitely an alcoholic. Please bear with me. I'm very nervous. This is my first time ever speaking in front of everybody, and it's a wow. But it's all good. Thanks a bunch, brother. Where it started, my parents, my mom's a white-collar worker, which she was, and my dad's a blue-collar worker. He worked for FedEx for like 27 years. Goes every day religiously, provides for the family and stuff like that. My mom worked in marketing. I don't know if you've heard of a Kiplinger magazine, but she used to do the circulation sales for that. So, you know, we lived in a nice part of town. I'm from Maryland. I know you guys have all heard of Baltimore, but I lived in this place called Ellicott City. It's right outside, maybe like 15 minutes. I went to school at a private school. It was Boys Latin, really, really nice school, one of the top in Maryland. Somebody told me I was pretty smart, so I guess that's kind of cool. Let's see, high school, it was a social thing. Like, I wanted to fit in really, really badly. Like, I was an actor, I was in the chorus, I was in all the art stuff, and I wrestled and played soccer. So, like, I was kind of on all forums, but, like, I always wanted to fit in. Like, I always wanted to be the one that everybody knew, and, like, even if somebody knew my name or recognized me, I still wanted to be like, oh, I want to be this guy, I want to be this guy. And I remember when I was in high school and I saw the movie Van Wilder, I was like, oh, that's who I'm going to be when I get to college, I'm going to be that guy. Just party, all crazy. So high school, like, that's where my drinking started. It was more of a social thing, but, you know, my friends would do it socially, but, like, when they would all pass out at, like, 2, I'd still drink till, like, 3, to, like, 4, just keep going, just because, like, it felt good, whatever. Like, I don't really care. Like, a couple of them would stay up, they'd be like, yo, dude, like, you're going to pass out? I'd be like, nah, dude, whatever, I keep the party going. I party harder than everybody else. I'm this tiny guy just trying to do it. So high school ended, and I went to college. I went to Temple University up in Philadelphia. I was a business and marketing student, and my parents were very, very overbearing. They were the people that were like, oh, you can't go anywhere, you can't go anywhere. So I'd always be like, oh, I'm studying at a friend's house and get trashed, that kind of kid. So I got to college, and I was like, wait, I don't have to answer to anybody. I don't have to go to class. I don't have to. I can do what I want. Oh, sweet. Well, see ya. And it was off to the races. I got a job at a restaurant downtown, and I had a steady flow of income. I was making like $150 a night bussing tables, like doing nothing. And then I'd go out, everybody there went to bars. All my friends were like, oh my God, you have money, you have a fake ID, you're my friend. And I was like, yes, I got friends at work. And I just I went with it. And I earned the name Blackout B-Mac. My last name's Mac. So it was like Blackout B-Mac. Oh, Blackout B-Mac's here, dude, the party's getting started. And I was like, sweet. Needless to say, my grades suffered tragically. Like the first semester, I looked at it and I was like, no, this is wrong. Isn't that supposed to be over here? That's supposed to be over here. Why are there zeros? That's not okay. It's not okay. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to do second semester. I'm going to figure something new out. No, just worked more, partied even harder. And, I got better grades because I was like more attentive to it, but I still did poorly. So I ended off with like maybe like a 1.2 for the whole freshman year. I got a drinking violation. I actually I got real messed up one night, came home blackout, and I peed on my roommate's outlet and knocked out the power on our whole floor. So the next morning, I wake up and there's like no power, and I was like, yo, dude, what happened? They were like, yo, dude, that was you. I was like, oh no. So my residential director comes up to me, and there's this, like, the next day actually was this big, huge party. Like, it was called Spring Fling. It was like all the campus organizations and stuff like that. They were all out. And, I mean, I'm outside sweating, reeking of Jack Daniels and other erroneous things. And, he was like, yeah, so, Brandon, you've been drinking. Excuse me, what? Drinking? No, I don't do that. That's the other people. He was like, yeah, so we got this thing, called the University Disciplinary Committee, and you have a hearing with them. And I was like, oh, that's bad. And I was like, well, is it going to get sent home? He was like, no. I was like, okay, cool, well, I'm good. So school ended, and I still had that looming over my head, and I was like, okay, cool, I'll just deal with it. I'll just go home for the summer. I mean, 2 hours away, that's my college stuff. It's not going to be a big deal. My mom comes to me on my 19th birthday, and she was like, oh, so you drink now? And I was like, oh, that was not part of the agenda. How did you find that out? She called up my school and asked why my financial aid information was being withheld. And they were like, well, Brandon has outstanding fines, he has all this and that. So that cat got let out, and that was very, very interesting. So I go back to school, still not doing too well as I can be doing, but I mean, I'm doing better because, like, I got to show my mom something. This girl I was talking to at the time, she was going to Spain, and I was like, oh man, like she's gonna be gone, so I might try to find something away from school. Maybe it'll revamp everything. So I get this internship with Disney World, and I was like, oh, that's my ticket. Word. I smile all the time. I can be personable. Awesome. I pay off all my fines. I like do well. Like I get like a 3.0, which is like unheard of. And I'm on my way to Disney World, and I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I'm not gonna drink anymore. That lasted for 30 days. 30 days. It was the 29th day, and the next day, like, all my roommates were like, oh, dude, you don't drink. You should. Da-da-da. I was like, oh, yeah, man, I'll just celebrate 30 days with the drink. Sweet. Yeah, not even. Not even. That. Oh, my God, that spiraled. It was like, oh, I'll have two beers, and then I'll have a fifth. Like, in, like, 2 days. How does that happen? I don't know. It just did. So, yet again, more and more stories of waking up on people's couches and beds, just like, they were like, yo, dude, you pissed on something again. I was like, oh, no. And then, you know, coming down to Florida, that was my first time, you know, like, living in Florida, and there's, like, lots and lots of stuff to party around here. So I was like, oh, this is crazy. What? I'm just done. Okay, cool. And I just kept going. My internship was supposed to last for 6 months. I did so well that they extended it through the summer, and the whole time, I mean, I'm still, like, I'm losing weight. I'm looking sickly. Like, I'm spending all my money, like, not even on food. Like, it was just on booze and drugs. Like, that's all I spent money on. Like, my parents came down, my family came down. They were like, what are you doing? Like, you look really skinny. I was like, oh, no, they don't give me any money, so, like, I buy peanut butter and jelly until I eat. No, not even. But, I mean, it sounded good, and I rolled with it, you know. So, on July 29th, I was supposed to be leaving Disney World. My internship was, like, ending the extended part on August the 14th. July 29th, you know, I partied all day with my friends. It was one of my days off. And this girl called me up, and I was, like, dumb. Like, I was, like, I should have been confined to that room and not gone anywhere. But she called me up, and she was, like, from England, and I have, like, this huge thing with soccer. And, like, me and her had been going back and forth. We liked rival teams. Like, she was cool. And, like, we were friends. And she was like, Brendan, come over. I was like, all right, word. So, like, I took my friend's car, my roommate, and didn't ask him. It was, like, 2 in the morning. Like the whole time I'm walking to my apartment, I'm just like, this is a bad idea. And I'm like, it's going to be okay. So I go to pull into the other apartment complex, and I, like, hit a curb. And, like, you know, you just, like, bump a curb. No, like, I bent the axle. Who does that? Oh. Of course that happens now. So I'm sitting out front of this place, and I'm just like, am I going to go in and see this girl, or am I going to figure this out? And I was like, you need to figure this out, because he doesn't know you have his car, you don't have insurance, and you're in a state that you don't really know, so you should probably figure something out. So I drove back to my apartment complex. I was so drunk to the point I couldn't find any of my IDs. They were like, no, you can't get in. And I was like, nah, dude, I live right there, whatever, you see me all the time. He's like, no ID, you can't get in. I was like, okay, well, screw you then. And I ran to the gate. I went to go put it in park, and do you know what those moments when you need to do something and it has to happen now, but like it's not happening? I'm like putting it in park, and I'm like, yo, it's in park. Why are we not in park? And we're still drifting. Not in park, still drifting. Not in park, still drifting. I finally get in park, and security's right there, of course. So I run out of the car, trip over the curb, and I run away from security, and then I see the flashing lights that are two colors, red and blue. Not okay. First, like, I'd always seen them, like, from far away, but they were, like, right there and coming for me. It was one of the scariest moments. I'll never forget it. So I run away from the cops and stuff like that. They chase me all around the apartment complex. Finally, like, I fall, and I'm standing there. They're like, okay, cool, we're going to do a field sobriety test, this and that. I fail miserably. And something inside says, oh, my God, like, you don't have cuffs on. You can just run away. That's not even a big deal. So I just, like, they're not far away, but they're far enough away where I, like, have that little thing. I'm just like, oh, I can make it. So I hop up, run, and trip over a curb, and it's done. It's over. Like, I'm terribly afraid of spiders, and, like, I'm in this bush. There's a spider on my hand. It bites me, and I'm just like, this spider just bit me, and I can't even move. No, it's over. And that was actually one of the last times I was on I-4 and getting off the plane today, coming down here, like, I-4 is, like, very reminiscent for me, because, like, getting in that cruiser and riding down to Orange County Detention Center, like, I watched all the stuff that I had, like, done for myself go away. And it wasn't even things that I had done, really, or not that I thought I was doing, but, like, you know, like, going to school, going to college, like, getting an internship in my field, like, being somebody. Like, it was all gone away. Like, I drove past SeaWorld and past Disney World, and I was just watching it all go away at, like, 2 in the morning. And it was like, wow, this is, gotcha. It was like, It sucks. So, that was my first run-in with the law. Spent the weekend in jail, and that was a whole new thing. Went to go home, and all my family and stuff like that, all the ones that had been supporting me, like, not all of them, but a lot of them, they were like, oh, so you're a criminal now. Oh, so you did this, and you did this, and, like, all these backs were turned, so I got really depressed. Like, really, really depressed. Like, I got so down on myself, like, they were like, you shouldn't drink anymore, and I was like, clearly, but, I mean, what am I going to do to make myself feel better? So I turned to alternate stuff, and, like, did lots and lots of drugs, like, a whole bunch of things. I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but, like, it got to the point where all the ones that I said I was never going to do, or the ones that I said I was never going to touch, the ones that, like, you see people outside, and you're like, damn, that guy, that sucks for that guy. Like, he's really hurting. Like, nah, I was there. Like, I mean, sometimes I didn't even want to go home because it was just like, I look so terrible. Like, I was working at a restaurant and serving tables, and people could see it in my face. Like, I'd watch the disappointed stares come back at me as I'm telling them how I was in college and how I did all this stuff. Like, some of it was lies, some of it wasn't, but it didn't matter because the faces that looked at me sucked. And I was like, wow, this is intense. I got to the point where, like, I got in trouble with the law again. I got drunk. Blacked out, broke a bunch of windows, and broke into the mayor's office in Baltimore City. Don't remember it happening. Like, don't remember it happening. Walked downstairs, and they were, like, waiting for me. Spent the weekend in Baltimore City jail. And if you guys have seen The Wire, yeah, I was with all them kids. Like, it was not a game. And I'm not the kind of person that should be down there. So anyway, court was coming up. I didn't have the money. My parents didn't know. So I got to the point where I was like, well, screw it. I don't care. So I called up my service provider, for lack of a better word. And I was like, yeah, give me whatever. Like, give me the best. And he was like, yeah, a couple people I know, like, died last week on this. I was like, sweet. And I said it all out. And I was like, I said a prayer. And I was like, if I make it till tomorrow, then maybe I'll figure some stuff out and try to write this thing. So September 15th was the last time I did heroin. And I got sober on November the 2nd. And 4 months was this past week. And I'm still kicking it. So I'll keep coming back. Thanks.